It's a busy, sunny Saturday in the beach, and Ailen is in her mother's house, sitting on a stool at the kitchen counter. In front of her sits a pot of strong ginger tea and a small bowl of dried cranberries. At about 5'2", wearing loose jeans and a cardigan, Ailen could easily pass for a 20-something university student, relishing time away from exams. But she's lived a bit longer than that, and right now there's no way you could tell, but for her, life is about dance.
I understand myself the best when I'm dancing, when I'm moving. So if I had the opportunity to explain dance to somebody from, let's say, another planet, I don't think I would use words. I definitely would use movement because that's what it is. You can't experience something like dance. You wouldn't really know the meaning until you did it for yourself.
Since she was 5 years old turning cartwheels, Ailen has had a lot of energy. When a neighborhood poster advertised dance classes, it gave her a way to focus that urge to move. Then when she was 11, through friends of her dad's, she had a chance to take classical ballet and Afro-Cuban dance lessons in Cuba.
Being so young and impressionable at that age, it opened up a whole different world, and it was the Cuban people that really showed me their spirit, not only for dance, but for life. There was an openness that I hadn't experienced before.
Ailen embraced that openness, and by the time she came back, she was a very strong dancer. She continued to take it seriously, and at 15, she was asked by choreographer Bengt Jorgen to join his new dance company. Within a year, even though she wasn't your typical ballet dancer, Ailen was invited to dance with the National Ballet School of Canada. She was thrilled, and she said yes. But it turned out to be the beginning of a 2-year depression.
I was in rehearsals for these ballets, and of course, because I didn't have the perfect body, I was at the back, and I had to hold the position for 10 minutes and then change to another classical position. It was just felt so stuck, and, you know, it's traditional. And I had just been coming from work with Bengt Jorgen, which back in that day, he was doing crazy experimental stuff, you know, very contemporary, very moving. And so it was like I was going backwards.
While she was grateful learning the techniques, Ailen didn't feel like she was growing, so she decided to quit. She knew it was the right decision, but her depression got deeper.
There was a sense of failure. Maybe I wasn't good enough or strong enough. I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be a dancer. And then all of a sudden, I was unhappy dancing, and maybe then I wasn't supposed to be dancing. Maybe I should be doing something else. So there was sort of this crisis of, so am I just quitting the school or am I quitting dance?
Ailen started going to a regular high school. She was going to parties and acting excited about boys, but she still felt lost. She spent a lot of time alone and turned to food. She didn't even really know she was in a dark place until she noticed the brief moments of happiness.
It was when I would go out and dance all night, and I would reconnect to that space of the here and the now, as opposed to being judged or feeling that, oh, by this time I'm 18, I could have been dancing professionally in a company in Europe. It took a long time to let go of what I had fabricated as this dream, to realize that it's okay to reshape your dreams.
Reshaping her dreams meant getting over the fear of what people would think. After 2 years of not dancing, Ailen simply wasn't as strong as before. But she took classes again anyway and started exploring other forms of dance and movement like capoeira and tai chi.
I just didn't care anymore about what other people thought. I realized it's not about what other people think. It's just about what you need to do for yourself.
Ailen grew more confident about her dancing. She moved into an apartment, turned it into a dance studio, and met other like-minded people. With the role of choreographer, she formed a dance collective called Womb. Since then, Ailen has performed and choreographed in New York and Toronto and continues to work with dance in many roles, including producer and director. and she believes her relationship with dance through that dark period helped to shape her life.
Dance has really shown me who I am, and it's above all, it's given me a sense of self and a sense of confidence. It's really about letting go. It's really about being in a state of the moment and being completely present and not being bogged down with the past or the future, but being here and being now.